Anisimov holding to the half court, sets up Seabrook straight away with a drive, and then it's something in front. Here's the break, and he shoots, he scores! A hat trick for the Cat! His third of the season! Sam I Am! Don't like green eggs and ham! The Cat with another hat!
Let's go.
3, 2, 1.
Steve Cochran Show presents Breakfast with the Blackhawk, sponsored by MB Financial Bank. MB means business.
Alex DeBrega joins us now on Breakfast with the Blackhawk. Look, dude, I know you're young, but you're probably out of Cat in a Hat now, right? You're not still reading that, are you?
No, I don't think I'm reading that anymore.
Yeah. Had you heard that call from John Weideman? Had you heard that before that we just played the clip?
I probably heard it once or twice, maybe, but that was a good one. It just reminded me that this is a pretty good one.
Have you thought about making it the ringtone on your phone?
I don't know about that.
Hey, great start. Great start for the season. And you have already become a guy, as soon as the puck touches your stick, all of us as Blackhawk fans, we feel like something good's going to happen. So that should make you feel good.
Yeah, definitely. I think that's definitely, something that you don't have to say. And, something that really, makes me proud of, what I've done. And I think it's good to keep going, and hopefully we can try to get some more wins.
The game winner against the Blues, is that to this point the highlight for you this season?
Yeah, I think that was definitely a cool game. I think being able to tie it so late, and then to be able to finish it in overtime. I mean, that my first overtime goal. I think that was pretty special and a pretty exciting one for us.
Take us back a year, and from where you were then to where you are now. What's the biggest difference that you see when you're out there on the ice in an NHL game?
I think I'm just more comfortable. I think, obviously playing a year, it really, what to expect. Last year at this time, still trying to, figure out what guys are doing and figure out the speed of the game. So a little bit different now, being more comfortable and, being pretty confident in my abilities to play against these guys and at this level. So, not too much has changed, but I think those are definitely some things that have.
You look at the stat sheet. Kaner's got 12 points. You have 11. Taves has 10. That's the big three right there. That's the new big three for this team, the two old guys and you. No pressure, dude. You just got to keep this going.
Yeah, I hope so. Obviously when you're playing with guys like, Taser and, Dom's been great for us too, so. I think, Taylor's been helping me a ton and, giving me the puck and, playing with a lot of speed. So, he makes it pretty easy on me to make plays and, shoot the puck.
Your division, we've talked to Coach Q about this and some of your teammates. The division stack this year is obviously early. But what's the identity of the Blackhawks when it comes to the other teams in the division? How do you see the team competing with the likes of the Blues and some of the other teams that are at the top of the division?
Yeah, I think we had a good start and to be able to battle back and I want to say pretty much the first five games to be able to come back and win a few, lose a few in overtime, but I think that's good for us in our minds. We go down, we can come back, and I think we have a good team here. I think a lot of speed, a lot of skill, and we can definitely compete with those top teams.
So Alex, we were having a conversation earlier today on the show. I know you have the dog named Ralph. Do your parents consider Ralph their grandchild?
I'm not sure, really. I know they love him a lot, but I don't know if they consider him a grandchild.
Do they spoil Ralph?
No, not really. No, they see him every once in a while, but they spoil with love, that's for sure. But no, not much gifts and stuff.
So is it like Wreck-It Ralph? Does he just destroy everything he comes near, or is he a good dog?
Oh, absolutely. Destroys everything.
There you go. Wreck-It Ralph for real. You and Kaner and Taysman, again, at the top of the stat sheet, those two guys are pretty good at the needle. Do they give you a hard time, or have you gotten to a point now where you're starting to needle the other guys?
What do you mean by that?
Well, you know, just a little ribbing, a little friendly. You know, I can't say the words on the air, but you know, busting your. Do you get that?
I mean, I get it from them, but
you don't give it back. You're not giving it back yet.
No, not maybe once or twice, but no, not really. I think you know, still. Stay in the background for a little bit more and you know, see how things play out.
How about some friendly incentive wagering during practice? You guys doing trick shots or anything? You know, I'll make this, I'll bank this off Yoki Aryu's head for $10. You're not doing any of that?
No, none of that. None of that. Okay.
But, right, but have you gotten to a point where you feel a little more comfortable in the room where you feel like you can speak up a little bit? I mean, you're not, you know, obviously there are a lot of veterans around. You've been in the league for a long time, but do you have a little more confidence to maybe voice your opinion when the time calls for it?
Yeah, definitely. I think we have a lot of great leaders in the room, but you know, for us to be, you know, a good team and you know, have, you know, that those different layers of leaders, I think, you know, we're encouraged, you know, by everyone to speak up, no matter if it's your second game in the league or, you know, your 600th. So I think it's something that we've been working on, and I think I feel more comfortable this year, definitely. You know, the guys did a good job making me comfortable last year, but definitely wouldn't have said anything in the locker room. But yeah, it's been good this year. They're encouraging everyone to, not only me, I think everyone to be a leader in their own way, and you know, we're going to work from that.
You become a player at the, you know, at the highest level of the game, and I mean a player so quickly. Are you getting heat from other teams? I mean, is somebody trying to get in your ear?
No, not really. I think
make it too fast. You can't stop. They can't stop you. They can't stop Cat long enough to insult him on the ice.
No, that's not it. I think you know, I don't really say anything to them, so I don't think they try to say anything to me. I think I keep my mouth shut on the ice, and yeah, I don't hear too much.
You've been very impressive, man. You've been very, very impressive.
Thank you.
And are you getting recognized when you go out now? You know, one of the advantages is if you want to be quiet, you don't do the endorsements, you keep your helmet on, you can pretty much do whatever you want. Do you like when people come up and say hi?
Yeah, I don't mind it. I mean, I think it's cool to, you know, see all the Blackhawks fans. And, you know, I mean, obviously there's so many, and they've been so great. You know, probably, what, 12 years now, they've been at every game and really cheering us on. So it's good to, you know, meet them and you know, kind of interact with them. So I don't mind it at all, but it doesn't happen too much.
Think about how your life has changed. 12 years ago was 2006. Where were you in 2006?
I don't even know. Home.
Obviously home, living with your parents. What grade would you been in? Maybe fifth?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, how about that? 12 years later, you're starring in the National Hockey League. Pretty cool stuff, dude.
Yeah, it's definitely you know, a good life.
Zach Zivkovic from Crown Point has your Breakfast with the Blackhawk question of the day, again brought to you by MB Financial Bank. Who on this team is most likely to be an NHL coach in the future? If you look at the entire roster, who would you look at and go, yeah, that guy's going to be a Coach Q someday?
Well, I think maybe Kunitz. I think he's you know, he's obviously a veteran in this league, and you know, he's a good leader and speaks up and you know, knows the game really well. So I think I'd have to say him.
How about that? Did you see that coming, Dave?
Kunitz. You know, I kind of had an inclination that he might say that.
Yeah. Well, you're smarter than I am.
yeah.
Alex DeBrakett from your Chicago Blackhawks, sponsored by MB Financial Bank. It's always a pleasure to talk to you, man. Stay healthy.
Yeah, thanks for having me.